Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, where we break down guitar playing step by step so you can make real progress one chord at a time. And this month we're doing something quite special. So all the way through July, I'm looking at British guitar music decade by decade, exploring how players from the UK shaped the guitar world and what you as a beginner can learn from them. So this week's episode is all about 1960s, the British invasion. Then on July 11th, we were looking at 1970s, rock legends and British metal. And then July the 18th, we're looking at 1980s, looking at British punk and new wave. And then July 25th, we're looking at 1990s and 2000s, Britpop and the indie revival. Every week, we've been looking at, say, different genre music, the key artists, the key songs, what we can learn as guitar players and take from those styles, the artists, the songs. So it's going to be a really cool kind of go through the history books a little bit. Every week, I'm also going to be giving you guys access to a Spotify playlist that goes through that decade. So to get that, head over to the show notes. And for this week's episode, you can go to bgapodcast.com/241. And that's just the numbers 241, not spelt out. bgapodcast.com/241. There you'll find a link to the Spotify playlist and also the blog for this episode, so you can read it rather than obviously listen to it. So it will be there for you guys to go and check that out. Before we dive into this week's episode, though, I do have a little bit of housekeeping to do. So for Beginner Guitar Key members, I've released the recording from last weekend's live Q&A. So every month we do a member live Q&A, and I've put the recording into the Academy. So if you head over to the dashboard section, you'll see there's a section there for live recordings, and that's where it is. And I've chapped it all up so you can click on the different questions, jump straight to that part of the video and hear my answer. But if you don't want to watch me, you can hear me because I've also released it as audio and put it in the member-only podcast. So if you are a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, but you haven't got access to the member-only podcast, drop me an email or contact me through the website because you need a private link which is special to you. When your member is active, when you leave Beginner Guitar Academy, it deactivates. So I've got to do it basically manually. So let me know if you haven't got that, then you get the link. You can then basically add the feed into any podcast app of your choice and pick it up wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then finally, I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do an Academy show where I go through what was released the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy. So in this episode, I go through what was released in June in Beginner Guitar Academy. So if you missed out on the weekly newsletters, having a chance to log in, you won't miss out on any of the new content. Also give member shout outs, members that have passed their level assessments, progress checks, people who have hit Guitarversary. So shout out to Mark, for instance, who just hit his 3-year Guitarversary. And for people that have been the most active in the forums. Also go through what's coming up in the next month as well. So tease you a little bit what you can expect in July in regard to content at Beginner Guitar Academy. Now, as live in the Academy, head over to the community section. You'll see a link at the top of the page. Click on that. I'll take you straight to that recording. So now we've got all the news out of the way. Let's dive into this week's episode, the 1960s British Invasion. So let's start off with what was the British Invasion. So what exactly does that mean? So it all started off with bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, who took over the American charts by storm. So in 1964, the Beatles played the Ed Sullivan Show, and about 73 million people tuned in for them playing. That single performance launched an entire generation of teenagers into guitar shops, and for the first time, the guitar became the instrument everyone wanted to play. So let's now take a listen to the Beatles performance and the Ed Sullivan Show and see what all the fuss was about. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Twist and shout. Come on, baby. Come on and work it on out. Work it on out. Work it on out. You know you look so good. Look so good. Baby, twist and shout. But the Beatles weren't alone. The Rolling Stones brought raw blues swagger. And the Rolling Stones, named after a Muddy Waters song, Rolling Stone. And we also had the Kinks. They delivered early distorted riffs that inspired hard rock. And the Who added power chords, liked to smash their guitars, and created a real sense of kind of danger and energy on stage that punk bands would later run with a couple of decades later. Now, this wasn't just a trend, it was a guitar revolution. So what made these bands different? It wasn't complicated guitar solos, it wasn't fancy theory. It was simple guitar parts, played well and packed with style. Rhythm guitar became kind of cool again. And the Beatles, especially John Lennon, turned open chords and tight strumming into chart-topping magic. Songs like Love Me Do, I Wanna Hold Your Hand are built on simple chord progressions, but are just timeless tracks. The Kinks brought the riff, Think of You Really Got Me. It's one of rock's kind of first power chord anthems, a raw three-chord riff, laid the foundation for everything then on, be it metal, punk, and rock. And then you had the Stones, who kept it raw and bluesy. And Keith Richard focused on attitude and groove, listened to Satisfaction, fuzzy riff, which is so simple, only three notes, but is unforgettable. And then finally, you got the who made power chords an art form. Pete Townshend with his windmill strumming where he's swinging his arm about, loud amps, feedback, it turned the guitar into a weapon of pure rock energy. So what can beginners learn? What can we take away from this 60s sound? So the first thing is keep it simple. So most British Invasion songs use basic open chords, G, C, D, E, A, and such, with a strong sense of rhythm. Look at Love Me Do. That is just G to C primarily. That's just the intro and the verse, just G to C. Or Can't Explain by The Who, which is only three chords. So again, simple open chords. So keep it simple, have a strong sense of rhythm. Next thing is to play riffs. Learn simple two or three note riffs. They're fun. They're going to help build your timing and your picking skills. Think Satisfaction, classic riff. And use power chords. Bands like the Kinks, a lot of their famous songs are power chord based. And once you can move them around, you can play hundreds of songs. It really opens the door to rock, punk, metal, all power chordy stuff. From the classic riffs full time, be it like Smells Like Teen Spirit, to Paranoid, to Basket Case by Green Day, are just power chord based riffs. And finally, add some style. Focus on your strumming and your strumming techniques, be that muted strumming, be that ghost strumming, be that steady rhythm and dynamics, that's going to make your chords sound alive and make your rhythm playing sound so much more interesting. So next, let's talk a bit about gear. So most of these bands use bright, clean amps, like the Vox AC30. That was kind of the amp of choice by most British bands. The secret behind the Beatles' kind of chimey tone. The Stones and The Who cranked up their Marshall amps. This was a little bit later on to get that dirtier sound. But the guitars they were using were Rickenbackers, Telecasters, hollow body Gretsch guitars. They just sold out like overnight. You couldn't get them because everyone wanted one after seeing the Beatles playing those guitars. But don't worry, you don't have to have vintage gear. Any guitar amp, you'll get a close sound. Start with a clean tone, roll back the gain, experiment with your pick attack. That can have a big impact on your tone as well. And put a bit of reverb on there, just make it sound a little bit more organic, a little bit more richer. And you'll be pretty close to the Beatles sound. So now let's talk about some actual songs we can start putting some of these ideas into practice. So some really cool songs from the 1960s. And I talked about pretty much all of these earlier, but let's do a bit more in depth. So Love Me Do is a great tune. I love teaching this one to really work on the G to C chord change. Now, G to C, there is no shortcut. So it's a great song to work on that. Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix is a great one as well. That goes from C to G, but this goes G to C. And that's pretty much the intro and the verse right there, just those two chords. It brings a D chord later on in the song. It's got a really cool harmonica intro. It's got a cool harmonica solo, and that's it. So it's a really fun song to play. Now, for beginner guitar key members, this is in the Academy. If you go to the song section, you've got a detailed song tutorial for this. I'm going to update this as well to have the play-along tracks, so it makes it easy to put it all together, and update all the tab and stuff as well, just make sure you've got everything you need. That should be done probably by the time you listen to this podcast, or be done early next week, probably about Monday. And I'll be doing that for kind of all the older songs, making them better, basically, making them as good as they can be. Then we got You Really Got Me, which is a really cool riff. Just using power chords, starts from an F5 to a G5. I use this one all the time to show students how to lock in that shape and just move it up two frets. So you can really get used to sliding that chord shape around, which is how you get speed. lock out the fingers, keep them rigid, and then move them around. That's how people like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day fly around the guitar neck. He's not moving his fingers individually, he's moving the shape around. Now, if you haven't gone to power chords yet, guys, go and check out the workshop section of Beginner Guitar Academy. There's a workshop all about power chords called Get to Grips with Power Chords. It'll give you everything you need to know. And finally, we got Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Now, this is an iconic fuzzy riff. Super repetitive, only got three notes. I use one all the time to work on stretching fingers. So first finger's fret 2 on the A string, third finger fret 4 on the A, and pinky on fret 5. So you can start stretching out those fingers. And then bring in some pull-offs as well as you come descending it as well, because it goes up, it then comes back down those three notes. So it's a great one to work on that. Again, Satisfaction, you also find that in the riff section on Beginner Guitar Academy. So three really cool songs you have some fun with there, guys. Pick one of them. If you haven't done any of them, grab one, have a go with that. Bring that into your practice routine this week. And each one works on, say, a sign a bit different. Love Me Do, great open chord practice. You really got me. Great for power chords. And Satisfaction, fantastic for riff playing. If you're not a Beginner Guitar Academy member, come check out Beginner Guitar Academy, beginnerguitarcademy.com. You can sign up for a 2-week, $1 trial. You'll get access to all those songs I've just said, and you can take them for a spin just for $1. Come sign up now, beginnerguitarcademy.com. So there you have it, guys, the 1960s British invasion. Proof that you don't need fancy theory, crazy guitar solos to sound great and create great music. Simple chords, catchy riffs, and a bit of attitude can take you a long way. So next week, we're moving into the 1970s, where Britain gave us heavy rock, prog, and the birth of heavy metal. So think Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Queen, Pink Floyd. You won't want to miss that. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. As I said, challenge for this week is pick one of those songs I mentioned earlier and give them a go. Bring them into your practice routine. If you are a Beginner Guitar Academy member, let me know in the community which one you've chosen and how you're getting on with it. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe and don't miss out on any of the future ones that are coming your way. But guys, that is it for me this week. So until next time, keep practicing, have a fantastic week, and I'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.